Concours Écricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 9. Can business be cool? Rupert Murdoch is no green activist, but in Pebble Beach later this summer, the annual gathering of executives of Mr. Murdoch's News Corporation, which last year led to a dramatic shift in the media conglomerate's attitude to the internet, will be addressed by several leading environmentalists, including a vice president turned climate change movie star. Last month, BSkyB, a British satellite television company chaired by Mr. Murdoch and run by his son James, declared itself carbon neutral, having taken various steps to cut or offset its discharges of carbon into the atmosphere. The army of corporate greens is growing fast. Late last year, HSBC became the first big bank to announce that it was carbon neutral, joining other financial institutions including Swiss Re, a reinsurer, and Goldman Sachs, an investment bank, in waging war on climate-warming gases, of which carbon dioxide is the main culprit. Last year, General Electric, or GE, an industrial powerhouse, launched its Eco-Imagination strategy, aiming to cut its output of greenhouse gases and to invest heavily in clean, i.e. carbon-free, technologies. In October, Walmart announced a series of environmental schemes, including doubling the fuel efficiency of its fleet of vehicles within a decade. Tesco and Sainsbury, two of Britain's biggest retailers, are competing fiercely to be the greenest. And on June the 7th, some leading British bosses lobbied Tony Blair for a more ambitious policy on climate change, even if that involves harsher regulation. The greening of business is by no means universal, however. Money from ExxonMobil, Ford, and General Motors helped pay for television advertisements aired recently in America by the Competitive Enterprise Institute, with the daft slogan, "Carbon dioxide, they call it pollution, we call it life." Besides, environmentalist critics say, some firms are engaged in superficial green wash to boost the image of essentially climate-hurting businesses. Take BP, the most prominent corporate advocate of action on climate change, with its Beyond Petroleum ad campaign, high-profile investments in green energy, and even a carbon calculator on its website that helps consumers measure their personal carbon footprint, or overall emissions of carbon. Yet, critics complain, BP's recent record profits are largely thanks to sales of huge amounts of carbon-packed oil and gas. Others argue that climate change has no more place in corporate boardrooms than do discussions of other partisan political issues. That criticism, at least, is surely wrong. Most of the corporate converts say that they are acting not out of some vague sense of social responsibility or even personal angst, but because climate change creates real business risks and opportunities, from regulatory compliance to insuring clients on floodplains. And although these concerns vary hugely from one company to the next, few firms can be sure of remaining unaffected. Fin du texte numéro 9.